I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. The question we ask is, where is the kingdom of heaven? Our search takes us back 20 centuries into the Holy Land, to the city of Jericho, where the summer heat has become oppressive because Jericho is 1,200 feet below sea level. And there in Jericho, at the side of the dusty road, in the oppressive heat, is a blind beggar by the name of Bartimaeus. And he sits there as he does every day, hoping for a handout. And suddenly, he is aware of unusual sounds nearby, the movement of people and voices clamoring. And he asks what that is. And someone says it is Jesus of Nazareth passing through here with a company of his followers. And Bartimaeus becomes immediately alert. He had heard about Jesus from up north, this teacher, prophet, healer. And immediately Bartimaeus begins to call out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, have mercy on me." And the people round about Bartimaeus tell him, "Please be quiet, because he's disturbing things." Bartimaeus, however, continues to call out even louder, "Jesus, have mercy on me." And now Jesus hears his cry and calls out to Bartimaeus. And then the people tell Bartimaeus that Jesus is calling for him. He springs up and stands before Jesus, who says, "What is it that you want me to do?" And he replies, "Master, that I might receive back my sight." And Jesus replies, "Go your way, your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole." Now in that gospel episode, a seed of prayer was planted that took root and flowered and has been growing in strength for over these 2,000 years. A simple prayer that has been deeply revered over the centuries by the Eastern Orthodox Church, and which we people in the West are now discovering, or perhaps even rediscovering. As a prayer, all revolves about the mysterious reality that there is indeed a very special power in the name of Jesus Christ. And we people in the Western world might find this difficult to grasp, because for us people, a name is just a tag or a label. But in biblical times, and even today in the East, the name is a mysterious reality that a person has. A name of a person is inseparable. Inseparable from that person. Who you are is always in your name. Consequently, when we call upon the name of Jesus, we are in a very special way opening up ourselves to the reality of the presence of Jesus Christ within our heart. When we call on the name of Jesus, we are saying, with Simon Peter in today's scripture reading. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, very, very early in the history of the church, that simple prayer of Bartimaeus began to take shape in what we call today the Jesus Prayer. In its very simplest form, it is, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Now, sometimes there's an additional phrase added, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. And sometimes even another phrase is added, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. For centuries, in the Eastern Orthodox Church, that prayer has been repeated continuously by countless numbers of Christian people. And what those people of faith have discovered is that when persons of faith offer this prayer, then the mysterious power of Jesus Christ is released in their lives. The power of Christ is released in their lives. The emphasis here is on the faith of the person offering the prayer. Because we are not talking today about some kind of magic incantation. Many people in our Western world were first introduced to the Jesus Prayer when a little book called The Way of the Pilgrim was published. And that little book, The Way of the Pilgrim, also played a very prominent role in the famous novel by Salinger, Franny and Zooey, which I'm sure many of you are familiar with. But the book, The Way of the Pilgrim, is about a 19th century Russian peasant who wanders around from village to village attempting to respond to the command of St. Paul, pray without ceasing. And he decided he would do this by repeating the Jesus Prayer, literally, thousands of times each day, until it became so much a part of him that it was as natural as breathing. In fact, he was able to do it to the rhythm of his breathing. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Breathing out and breathing in countless times. And that little devotional book, The Way of the Pilgrim, really has the power of an adventure novel, as it describes the journey of that peasant, describes the people that he meets, and all the wonderful things that happen in his life because of this mysterious power of Jesus Christ that is released through the prayer that he says with such living, deep faith. And that can happen to us. There's a marvelous true story about a pre-kindergarten teacher who found a new way to work with her class of very little young children. She wrote a song about popcorn and taught it to the little children, And in class, whenever they became restless and they needed exercise, they would crouch down on the floor to sing the popcorn song. And then at the appropriate moment, the teacher would have them all popping up and down all over the classroom to release all of their energies. And one day, the popcorn song was in full sway. But the teacher noticed one little boy who remained crouching on the floor while all of the other little children were popping up all over the room. "What's wrong?" the teacher said to the little boy. "Why don't you pop up like the little children?" And the little boy replied, "Because I'm burning on the bottom of the pan." Now, I've had so many days like that around here the last 4 years, and I'm sure that the same thing has happened to you. Everyone else seems to be popping around, but we feel that we alone are burning at the bottom of the pan. And whenever that power of darkness seeps into our spirit and causes us to feel abandoned and depressed, as it can do, the antidote really is always that power of prayer. But as it was in the case of Bartimaeus, it is only really that precious gift of faith that each of us has that is able to call forth that power. "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me." And when we offer that prayer in faith, we then literally surround ourselves with the power of Jesus Christ. And it is that power, the only power, that is able to conquer the darkness and the evil in our lives. Where is the kingdom of heaven? The kingdom of heaven is within us. And the very parts of our inner being that are most sacred, most holy within us, are the very elements that the powers of darkness and evil will attack most viciously. And consequently, we must surround that inner self, that inner holiness, this inner wholeness, surround that with the mysterious name of Jesus Christ. And there is nothing more dangerous than to ridicule this reality or to ignore it. "Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me." "Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on us." "Have mercy on our children, on our parents, on our politicians and policymakers. Have mercy on our enemies." "Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on us all." By praying that ancient prayer with faith, the Spirit of the risen Jesus is drawn into our heart. And our heart then becomes the place of interior prayer. Our heart becomes the kingdom at peace within us. In this mysterious Jesus prayer, the name fills a person, each of us as its temple. Each of us becomes a temple, a place where the divine presence dwells.